All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, January 13th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a 10-game NHL main slate, 5-game NBA main slate, and then we have 14 matches of tennis later this evening as well. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. Apologies for the late start today. Got a couple things going on here. If you guys haven't heard or are not currently hearing, I hope you're not hearing. But a lot of moving pieces here, so I need to start the show a little bit later. Appreciate you guys being flexible with me. We do have a number of questions that came in prior to the show today. So we will start there and just work our way down and then kind of see where things shake out. All right, first question today. Hey, Andrew, I typically build all of my lineups, single entry, 20 max, 150 max, 20 to 30 lineups, all in one build. Am I hurting my ROI at all? By setting mini-max exposures, I try to do this for risk tolerance for MME, but think I may be doing myself a disservice in relation to my entire portfolio. Thanks. Okay. So overall, I think it is okay to set mini-max exposure still. However, I am of the opinion that it is probably better to set the exposures when you use direct fill, okay? So the difference, right, is that if we're using one group per contest and we're playing 220 maxes, we have two groups like this, the exposures go to each group individually. I think it's a little bit better to set the exposures on an overall total contest, total lineup, total kind of portfolio basis. And you do that by using a template like direct fill, where it groups all of your lineups into a single it takes all of your contests, puts them in a single group. And so this will make the exposures easier to meet. And I think that this will have a little bit more of the impact you're looking for rather than, you know, you said like, hey, I'm doing some single entries, some 20 max, maybe you're playing some 3 max, right? So sending all of those individually is going to be a little bit harder for the builder to do. I think it's better to just group them all together and let the exposures apply to them as a whole. All right. Next question. Random question. Is the feature for adjusting randomness essentially asking the sim to take into account the likelihood that a team might play another team into overtime and then meet them the very next game in the opposite stadium and it's a 30-point route by halftime? Okay, so this is like an extreme example. Randomness does not do that per se. What randomness does, and you'll see randomness here when you switch over to optimizer mode, you see randomness, and then if you click this drop down, you're going to have options to add randomness, and there's a bunch of different options here. This is for people who really are familiar with kind of traditional optimizers and how they work. What randomness does is it will, first off, it assumes that each player has a normal distribution, and what it does is it determines how far on the distribution you take outcomes for this player. So like it's usually by standard deviations. There's like one standard deviation, two standard deviations, and three standard deviations. And then usually around the three standard deviation mark is where you get these like tail outcomes, they're called, which are outcomes that happen a very small percentage of the time, but a outcomes that are important for DFS. So at the tails is when you would be cranking randomness up. When you are using a very high randomness, that is when you are essentially getting these tail outcomes. So these are, you know, the highest scoring games, the lowest scoring games, their worst performances, their best performances. So I think that, you know, somebody could have a high outcome performance in a game that goes to overtime, right? Or somebody could have a very bad performance in a game that gets blown out by halftime. So you're kind of on the right track there. High randomness equals kind of extreme outcomes is a good way to think about it. All right, next question. If I have three different lineup groups for three different contests, how do I go about adjusting the exposure for each contest? For example, I want 20% of Christian Kirk in each contest. Okay, so this is another great thing. We already kind of touched on this. Exposures that you set get sent to each group individually. So if you set 20% Kirk, 20% is going to be sent to group one, 20% to group two, and then in your example, 20% to group three. Now, the only thing here to be mindful of is that, well, number one here, something I can do is I can see the exposures for each individual group by clicking on it. So let's run some lineups first. And I'm just going to refresh the projections, switch back to sim mode. All right, lineup's running now. Just about finished. All right, so we're about good here. So right now, right, you can see my exposures. You see 100%, you see 40 lineups, right? That's because I have two groups of 20. But what if I just want to see the exposures of one group? I can click on the name of the group. It's going to update the exposures. Now it says only 20 lineups. These are for that contest only. The only thing that you can't do here is you can't set the exposures for only that group. So changing the exposures will still send the exposures to each group. The only thing you can do is you can lock a group, which means that the lineups will absolutely not change. So if I set exposures after locking the lineup, the exposures get sent to the lineup group, but they get ignored, and then they get applied to the unlocked one. So that is your one workaround in that case. But clicking on the group, viewing the exposures, potentially locking is something that I might want to explore. All right, next question. So I want to build 150 lineups. Some will come from high projections, for example, lineups that are projected for at least 295 points. Others from high or low ownership. How can I group them in my final 150 to enter without having to favorite them one by one? Great question. So this is would be a great opportunity to take advantage of the favorites feature, which you kind of mentioned here. It sounds like you don't know how to bulk favorite them, and I will show you exactly how to do that. So first part of this is I have a video on how to do this in office hours in Discord. Let me pull that up. All right, so in the Discord, in the office hours channel, you can go up to the pinned messages. I have a video on how to do this. It is called favoriting a single lineup and bulk favoriting a set of lineups. Okay, I'm going to drop this here in the chat. All right, that video is in the YouTube chat if anybody wants it. And I'm going to send this directly to this user as well. All right. Just sent that video to that user. So that's perfect. The way you would do this, though, is what you do. You open up your group. Use compact mode. So make sure compact mode is on. You're going to click on the bookmark for the first one. And then that's going to favorite the lineup. Let me go back here. Okay, so this is the point we were at. So after you favorite the first one, you scroll down to the last one you want to favorite. You hold shift on your keyboard, and then you click bookmark. It's going to send all of the ones in between at once. So that's what the video walks through. You could watch that as well, though. So that's how you bulk favorite. All right, next question. I see people saying that late swap for NBA is worthless unless you have ultimate. Is that true? So the answer is absolutely not. I think people tend to exaggerate a little bit here, but the biggest thing to be aware of with regard to late swapping on starter is projection adjustments. And projection adjustments happen all the time. So when you see a sim and Colin Sexton gets ruled out, hey, you want a late swap for that. When you see a sim and Kawhi Leonard's projection drops because it's been announced that he's on a minutes limit. Hey, you want to swap for that. The only difference between swapping on ultimate and starter is ultimate takes advantage of the live projections. So if there were no adjustments to projections, then you wouldn't need to swap. But if there are projection adjustments, which there are a lot, then I would continue to swap. All right, next question. How do I trim running back and quarterback stacks? For example, last weekend, my 70% of Josh Allen stacks were with James Cook. I usually set a hard rule of one between two of them, but would ultimately like 10%. Is there a way of saying I only want maybe 10%, or how would I accomplish this? Okay, so this is actually really hard. We're going to go over to NFL. I think the best way would probably still be with favorites. So like you say that, okay, I'm playing 10% of stacks that have Allen and Cook. And maybe I want to play 30% of Allen total, right? What I would probably do is I would run one build that has, say I need 150 lineups. Okay, 10% is 15. So I build 15 lineups and build one that has both of them, right? And I would probably just lock them. Like, hey, I want Allen and I want Cook. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to build two and I'm going to create a rule that says I would probably just X Cook and then I would lock Allen here, right? And then maybe I would build 30 lineups. So then now I've built 10% with Allen and Cook, 20% with just Allen, no Cook. And then I can open up a third build where I effectively X Allen, leaving Cook available to be put in lineups with other quarterbacks. So I think using different builds, favoriting them all the way that we just talked about in the last example is going to be your best bet here, because you can't do like combinatorial exposures where like this player and this player X% doesn't exist at the moment. All right. That was our last question today. I know it might be a little bit noisy over here, so I appreciate you guys tuning in, hanging out with me. I'll be back tomorrow. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.